This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody.
Some people to see come to fruition, and that is most unfortunate. Now, I have probably longer standing than anybody in the history of the Congress on intelligence. I served there as a member. I was in ranking member in my time there, and then as in the leadership as a member of the Gang of Eight. So I have had access to all of the intelligence, which Mr. Nunes could have access to, but has not.
So you've seen it?
I've seen it. I've seen not only the memo and the basis of the memo, but the underlying documents.
And
what they're putting forth is a total misrepresentation. It is false. And they're putting it out there as if it is factual and then saying, well, we're going to show this to the American people, but we're not going to show the rebuttal to it by the Democrats. Now, the Democrats have said rightfully we shouldn't be putting anything out unless it has been reviewed and redacted by the intelligence, the appropriate
agency. But they say they don't want the DOJ to look at it because they are part of their concerns about how things were done during the campaign.
The DOJ is only one part of the intelligence community. Hmm. The intelligence community is vast. It's the CIA, the DNA, DNI, the National Defense. Everybody has their element of it. And sources and methods must be protected. But not only that, I can't even reference some words that are in it because that would be a violation of the confidentiality of the classified nature.
Right.
So this, again, putting this aside in terms of tit for tat, which you seem to, well, with all due respect to you, is trying to make it look like Democrats versus, it isn't about that. It's about our national security. And our president of the United States is the commander-in-chief, and he should stop this immediately. He should stop.
You think he's not going to release the memo?
He says he's going to. He hasn't even probably seen it, but he's going to release it. In fact, he should be saying it's no release should ever happen without the agencies of the intelligence community reviewing and redacting from public review. Who's going to share intelligence with us if they think it's up to Nunes not even reading the stuff and releasing it?
You put a lot of this on Nunes, but that means you put it on Ryan.
You know, interesting. This is what we call damage control, right, Scott? You know, it's like, oh my God, what are we going to do here? Well, we'll send Nancy Pelosi out there to try to weave some kind of scenario because, after all, she's been, you know, all these years. You know, she's the most qualified
on intelligence.
On intelligence and sounds unintelligent trying to explain the situation. How much of this memo has already been leaked? That's my question. You know, what is it going to hurt to put it out? I mean, most of this memo has been leaked anyway.
Well, I like that they say, because they also have the Schiff memo, right?
Yeah, right.
You know, because, you know, well, this gives context. Well, then release that, too.
Yeah.
Put it all out there.
Yeah, might as well.
But well, you know why she's saying that it's damaging and that you got to redact things?
Because it is.
Because it is, and it's damaging to the people that have had their hands in the, for 8 years, were in
right.
charge of the DOJ. In charge of the FBI, and it's damaging to them. So, of course, you want to get it to those people to redact things.
Exactly. Well, this has got to be interesting. You know, we talked with Judicial Watch's Chris Farrell yesterday, and, you know, we talked about these strings. You just keep pulling these strings, and, you know, there's just more and more information. And then you got McCabe finally, you know, going, well, I'm out of here. You know, the heat, and it became so obvious. I mean, This is going to be an incredible shakeup. And I think, you know, this memo that we've been asking for the last couple of weeks, that's kind of, you know, certain parts of it have leaked out already, at least says, hey, this is what we're dealing with. I mean, these are the facts, and the American people deserve to know the facts. So much is kept from them because of, you know, the alleged, we just don't want to give away our secrets and, you know, methods and procedures and that sort of thing. Look, there's a way to communicate this, and they've been doing this already with leaking to various interests that serve their particular agenda. But,
well, your head of your FBI leaked right directly to a paper.
Well, sure. Well, you know, but for some reason that's okay, I guess. You know, I don't know. This is all so bizarre, and I got to imagine, Main Street America, besides the big yawn, it's just every once in a while, if they want to be entertained, they just tune in, because it can be entertaining. This is your government that you're paying for.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Oh, life could be a dream, huh? If we got back on track, could you imagine if we, you know, it wouldn't take a whole lot to really improve our government, if you think about it. You know, with all the bureaucracy and the people that are involved, even if they just said, hey, you know, like we have all these national days, right, Scott? I mean, like today's National Croissant Day and National Escape Day and, oh, I like this one, Yodel for Your Neighbor's Day.
Or watch the Democrats trying to escape day.
Yes, exactly. But I mean, maybe we ought to have a government best day or something. You know, just say, look, we're just gonna be a little bit better. You know, just today. You know, for all the bureaucracies and the waste and the silliness that's going on there. And you know, we talk about this stuff, and you know, sometimes we chuckle about it and you say, well, that's our government. You know, and the government kind of likes it that we just laugh about it. And it's, you know, becomes a parody or, you know, and certainly a critique of them. But the fact of the matter is a lot of money. I mean, when you're $20 trillion and growing in debt and you see all this incompetence that's taking place. And I can't imagine, really, for the most part, if you worked for the government, that you have any kind of sense of fulfillment at the end of the day that you say, hey, you know, I'm doing a good job here. But you know, it's, I guess the idea of a good job is if your program is sustained, there's no really measurement that you're saying, hey, look at, be it the welfare program or whatever, that you can go, look, you know, this is really working. We're really moving the ball here. You know, we've helped people. They've matriculated out of the program. They're self-sustaining. You know, we're a hand up, not a handout, you know, type of deal in other government programs. See, this is what Donald Trump brings, you know, brings to the landscape that heretofore, you know, you can't talk about it. The media doesn't want to pick up on it, doesn't serve their agenda because they're really, you know, the fact of the matter is they're all about the Democratic Party. But what are they going to do now when all this stuff is coming out? You know, the memo and the, you know, the real collusion is actually, it's in our own camp. It's not about the Russians. I mean, we're the colluders. It has been the Democratic Party. And, you know, as we've said before, interesting that Hillary Clinton, you know, on the campaign trail, would accuse Donald Trump of doing the very thing that she's doing. You know, you talk about projection. Wow. Oh, it's like, it's all over you. And all over the Democratic Party. And they need to really call a serious timeout and get together and say, okay, well, what is our party about? What are we going to represent? Because I, you know, Scott, I think there's a lot of Main Street Democrats that are quite delusioned and disillusioned about their party. It's like, okay, where do we go? You know, we can't fully align with the Republican Party any more than there are staunch Republicans that just say, look, and I can't, you know, I couldn't be Democrat just because there's, you know, some issues in their platform, the way they believe it. Just, you know, it's a round peg in a square hole, doesn't work for them, you know?
Yeah. Well, I would like to see them come back to remembering who they represent, who they're supposed to be representing. I always tell a lot of people that I work with here that if they could tell me how much a gallon of milk costs, I'd be amazed. If there's anybody, you know, other than the dairy farmer, the congressman that's a dairy farmer, he could probably tell me what a gallon of milk costs. But I don't think they understand what it's like to have to pay for when the gas prices are high. You got Nancy Pelosi, who by most accounts goes and gets her hair done every day at and it costs like
Megan was saying it's
$1,000 a week, and like Megan said, you know, so of course $1,000.
She's paying her hairdresser crumbs, right? By interpretation of what she said, you know, somebody got $1,000 bump. Well, that's just crumbs.
I pay $20 for my haircut, and I don't think anything of that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if she's spending $1,000 every day, you know, every week, that's $52,000 a year. That's more than what your average person makes.
Right.
I just think they're out of touch. I think that this DACA case is a perfect example of it. They've chosen people that are here. They've chosen to push for people that are here illegally before worrying about the people that are citizens.
Right.
While I'm not saying that DACA doesn't matter or anything like that. I am saying that you should care about the people that you're representing, not the people that you want to represent.
Right. Well, that's what, sadly, the Democratic Party, when you talk about the different interest groups and what the Democrats are pushing, certainly different than the Republican Party, although some say, well, everybody's all interested in cheap labor, and the Republicans, they support big business, and they want cheap labor and all that. I think we've exercised ourselves throughout all this, and we should get beyond pointing the fingers and say, what is the doggone solution here? See, this is what concerns me. We've had Bruce Thatcher on many times, an immigration expert, and he's written, I believe, the definitive book on immigration. We look back historically and presented the empirical evidence of what other empires and other nations, countries in history, what they did with immigration. All very pragmatic. And at one point, America's immigration was very pragmatic, but along the way, they decided, it doesn't matter. We're just going to break that law. We're going to go around this and, start making exceptions. Really? I mean, no vote. They just do this on their own. And of course, we had this rather imperialistic administration here that did, with a phone and a pen, right? All these executive orders. And the thing that's starting to bother me about DACA, I just think, DACA is, just one of those wedge issues that really confounds things, and it doesn't really answer the source problem. And that's why I'm concerned about saying, well, let's just take care of the dreamers. No, if you took care of the immigration problem, it'll take care of the dreamers. Because then all this stuff will fall in line. We'll say, okay, this is what America is willing, to live with. How much illegality? Because that's what you're trying to do. You're trying to wrap your brain around something that's illegal. And this is what you've got to reconcile with the dreamers. You're saying, okay, America wants to say that, these kids came here out of their own, it wasn't their fault. This was their parents that drug them here. So let's not hold them accountable. And I think most people, generally the consensus is the majority of Americans say, okay, well, we can work with this. But I got to tell you, the dreamers don't help themselves either. And I got to, and I'm not hearing a counterbalance of dreamers coming in saying, hey, look, I'm glad to be here. I appreciate the opportunity. This is what I've done. Here's my resume of how I've been contributing. Here's what I'm doing. But no, what we see, sadly, are these dreamers, I believe, whose cause is being hijacked by these kids that are upset and emotional. I understand. And they're, they're grabbing their crotch and flipping America off and burning our flag and that. That doesn't serve their cause, does it?
No, it doesn't serve their cause at all, and I'm with you on that. That stuff tends to make me, it tends to annoy me. And I think your big thing is that I always worry. It's like me when I had a bike. When my dad bought me a bike, I didn't take very good care of the bike. When I had to buy my own bike, I took really good care of that bike.
Exactly.
And I just don't think it's fair that, you know, if my dad goes and robs a bank and he gives me the money, am I all of a sudden allowed to keep the money? Because I feel like that's what you're doing here.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah, it's a good comparison. This is all part of the things that people are talking about, you know, around the tables of Main Street America that trying to make sense out of this. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. Thank you for joining us.
No-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. K-E-Y.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
It's Bill Martinez live.
No.
Major
major breaking news coming out of Capitol Hill. The House Intelligence Committee voting to release that FISA memo that allegedly includes proof of surveillance abuse. And another interesting part of this story, also, the same members also voting to investigate the FBI and the DOJ. Joining me now, Arkansas Congressman Steve Womack, a member of the Appropriations Committee and the newly named chairman of the Budget Committee. Sir, we were going to have you on to talk about the budget. Maybe we could squeeze that in, but we've got to talk about the news of the moment, the release of this potential release of this memo. Adam Schiff gave a damning press conference moments ago. What are your thoughts?
Well, obviously the heat is beginning to rise here on Capitol Hill regarding the contents of that memo. I don't make it a practice to talk about those kinds of things because of the classified nature of it. But I will say this, that I agree with my colleagues who voted in favor of releasing, in the spirit of transparency and in order to restore confidence that the American public should have in its government, that memo has to be released. And when it is, it will be a stunning moment for America.
Representative Womack, Adam Schiff said, well, if you're going to release the GOP version, the Democrats cobbled one together last week. Why not put them out simultaneously if you are a proponent of transparency?
Well, look, I'm a transparent guy. I just believe that whatever is out there, that we can point to the truth on matters. I say let's let the American public see it and let them see it for what it's worth and let the American public decide. I don't have any problem at all with transparency.
Do you have you think there's enough confusion out there, enough question marks out there to justify an investigation into both the FBI and the Department of Justice?
Charles, you said a minute ago that there is a certain amount of fatigue that the American public has over investigations, investigation after investigation. And many times they don't yield anything that the American public can say, there's a moment there that we can say that that investigation did yield something that we didn't know before. The release of this memo will be a moment where the American public can say, there is evidence that this investigation is indeed producing the kind of results that can lead to something substantive that they can kind of wrap their heads around. And again, it will be a stunning revelation when it is released, and I believe it will be.
Sir, earlier I had...
Well, Taya, you can't wait, Scott, to see this this memo. And we've been talking about it for several weeks, and release the memo and free the memo. And the Democrats, of course, are going to have their counter. This is, part of, being the majority party, there. You've got a certain amount of control. I mean, even as a minority party, look at what, Dianne Feinstein did. I mean, she's a minority representative. She released some information from a committee, and it's like, whoa, you kind of, preempted. You didn't even, and then she blames it on medication. Oh gosh, you gotta love these people. These are people that tell you that we're really smart and you're not paying us enough. And, you're lucky that, you have us working on your behalf. And, they do things like this, not to mention everything else that's, represents the government. And you just scratch your head and go, and meanwhile, Main Street America that just goes out and does their job every day. Looks like these people are knuckleheads.
I feel like we need to go back to the remind everybody that if somebody has to tell you how smart they are or tell you how honest they are or tell you any of that stuff, they're probably not.
I always ask when they do that, I say, my question is, who are you trying to convince, me or yourself?
Exactly. Well, yeah. Exactly. This is just... So, obviously, this is, once again, another issue that's going to be divided into a partisan issue.
Of course.
And which is fine. That's the nature of the beast, if you will.
Well, it started out partisan,
but,
right?
But,
I mean, it wasn't like they all got – well, you might say, well, there might be some Republicans. Because they always say this is what drives me nuts. They do it on both sides. But there'll be a little bit of that stuff coming up.
Well,
but look, the fact of the matter is – does our FBI look really good right now? I mean, do we have the sense of security that they're really, honoring the principles of the FBI and what we expect from our intelligence community?
Well, I bet I could find some clips from a few years back, you know, they try and right now they're trying to act like the DOJ and the FBI are sacred cows. But I can remember the there was a time where they were criticizing the DOJ not taking things seriously. And this just feels like if this is what's happened, where there's this underlying group of people that are doing what they wish to do. Don't you want to know about that?
Yeah,
isn't that something that we want to know? Because the FBI is part of our protection.
Well, we do know this, and we saw this with Lois Lerner and the IRS and John Koskinen and the stuff that was going on, and then you got Hillary Gates, all the different gates of Hillary that she managed. Barack Obama, who says I've not won, you know, I've talked about this. I mean, it's just laughable that he says with a straight face, you know, that not one scandal. His administration didn't have one scandal. You just go, what about all these hundreds, you know, of what I would call scandals? I guess we can thank, I guess, Loretta Lynch, because it's all a matter now, right? It's just a matter.
And why? How is that the bar as the president of? Well, I didn't have any scandals.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Even if you did, that's not what I'm looking at. I'm not looking at that. I'm looking at what you did policy wise. And
what happened to your paycheck?
What happened to my health care? Yeah. They did this Affordable Care for All Act, and all of a sudden I didn't have health care anymore.
Thank you very much. Then you can say thank you, Obama. I mean, he wants people to say thank you, Obama, because somehow he gets credit. And was it Adam Goldsby? Is that his name? The professor that Hannity will have on once in a while. And the guy drives me crazy. I mean, he's such an ideologue. And you know that the guy has some intelligence, but it's like, why did you check it in? You checked your intelligence in at the door to where, you know, because even when you talk about your position, you do it in a way that's so partisan that it's hard. I mean, because I think, well, this guy potentially is a smart guy, and I want to hear what he has to say, but then it's like he just gets caught in this stuff and the numbers, and when you're being worked with the numbers, they're just not straight out. They're not transparent. It's what they want you to see. And the thing is about Obama that drove me nuts, Scott, I got to tell you, speaking of numbers, every time there was a number, it came with an asterisk. It wasn't a straight number. It was a nuanced number. Like they talk about the millions of jobs they created. Well, yeah, I mean, a bunch of fast food jobs, a bunch of, you know, low-line, entry-level jobs, but that doesn't help a guy who just lost his job that he was making $40, $50 an hour at, right?
No, that doesn't. That doesn't help him.
So now he doesn't have one job. He has three jobs. So I guess we count him as three. Those are three jobs that were created for this one guy who had to, you know, hold his family together at, minimum wage of $10 an hour if he was lucky. And losing, just like you said, his health care and all the other benefits.
Well, even worse, unemployment goes down, right? And it turns out it went down because people stopped looking for jobs.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
What is that? So now because you're not looking for a job, you're not unemployed, you're just nothing at that point. The twisting of the numbers is always fun to watch. And, you know, Tucker had Dana Loesch on last night, and they brought up an instance of that, you know, to where she's like, look, there hasn't been 11 school shootings. One of these is a BB gun shoots hit the window of a school bus.
Yeah.
She goes, that's not a school shooting.
Right. Well, you know, see, all this stuff, again, this is what the media, how they misserve the public, we the people. Because they're anti-gun, and so anything that looks like a pistol and could be used to advance their agenda, you better believe they're going to jump all over it. See, and this is what you have to be aware of, and so many people just are not looking into the details. And, you know, we're trying to give everybody the details, as we say, in pursuing the truth, no matter where it leads. It is that important if we're going to get this country back on track. We thank you for joining us. I'm Bill Martinez. Scott is with us. He's there in Minneapolis, Minnesota, right?
Attention to anybody of any age who takes any prescription medications. How would you like to save up to 85% on almost every prescription drug you're currently buying at your local pharmacy? We're talking about saving you real money on most of the top prescription drugs. Up to 85% savings. Asthma medications, you can save up to 85%. High cholesterol and high blood pressure meds, save up to 85%. And many, many more. This is not a hard-to-use discount card. These are real savings on prescription meds delivered to your door in days. We have expert prescription consultants to help you right now. It's a free service. So call now and learn how you can save up to 85% on most prescription drugs.
Call now, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You've reached Bill Martinez live for Spanish Press 2.
We're back with the America 28 minutes before the top. He keeps hitting the wrong number. He just he says number two, but he doesn't hit number two. So, you know, here we are. Welcome back. Maria Espinoza joins now, National Director of the Remembrance Project, which honors and remembers Americans and legal residents who have been killed by illegal aliens. Maria, always good to have you with us. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for having me on again, Bill, and good morning to all your listeners.
Yes, always good, because we need to keep this front and center and have a balanced conversation about what's going on. You know, Maria, these I don't know about you, but what bothers me, you know, and Scott and I were talking about it earlier today, is the whole DACA issue, the way it's being used in kind of as a wedge issue, and I think that it avoids the major problem, and that is that we have a comprehensive problem. And I think just solving the DACA issue, it takes something, you know, that if we answered the immigration problem, you know, DACA would take care of itself. Am I missing something here in my analysis or understanding of this?
Not at all. You're just not a crooked politician who is more concerned about being reelected and the donors, the open border donors that support his campaign, or the liberal agenda that another party gathers behind, rallies behind, regardless of how it affects the average American in our entire country.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, and I'm glad you brought this up in terms of the average American, because what we've been trying to move away from on the show is all the hyphenation stuff that's going on. I was talking with somebody else the other day and saying, you know, we need to have, oh, it's James Herson, that we need to have this big bonfire, kind of like the way they did back in the, what was it, the 70s or something, when they burned all the disco records there in Chicago. And we need to get this big bonfire. We get all this bifurcation, all these hashtags, you know, Mexican Americans and, you know, white Hispanic, you know, whatever this stuff is, you know, that just divides us and tribalizes us, as opposed to saying, you know, this is the thing I appreciate. I think that's kind of the nuance. And I'm not sure if Donald Trump really had meant it this way in terms of America First. America First should be that target, that focus of America, America First in all issues. If we're America First, then it's not about being Mexican-American. It's not about being Black American. I mean, this drives me nuts that we always want to talk about Black Americans, and then you get the, you know, the activated Hispanics that go, hey, we need a Charles Rangel. You know, we need a Jesse Jackson on our side, and then we can get stuff like that. And, you know, and you got La Raza coming in, all that kind of mentality. But that, all that does is divide us all the more. But I understand why they want to do that, because Charlie Rangel and Jesse Jackson and the group that split away from the principles, the core principles of what Martin Luther was doing, Martin Luther King was doing, they've split away from that. Martin Luther King wasn't looking to bifurcate the country. He was looking to unite us. And, you know, here on, you know, post his birthday once again, you know, people will use what he has said, but I'm not sure they're letting it go into their heart.
No, and you're right. You know, we're Americans First, and that's why we created another initiative, America First Latinos, which is mm-hmm. our liberty-loving Latinos, so that we've never been bifurcated. You know, and my father, who was born in Mexico, did not raise us that way, did not fly the Mexican flag. He was proud to be in America. He entered the right way and assimilated, and that's the problem here. We have people who don't assimilate, and then we have the worst end of it, and the very sad part is that these elected officials go right alongside with illegal aliens, and we're negotiating with people who shouldn't be here in the first place. You know, right. As one angel dad, Dan Govach, interviewed on Breitbart, and there's a nice article out as well, and he mentions the Democratic Party needs to go home. Those members need to go home and select which child that they'll sacrifice for their agenda.
Yes.
You know, Dan Govach has already sacrificed his child, you know, and wasn't asked. So,
yeah.
You know, would they make that sacrifice, Bill? And that's a question here. You know, it's not just having to pay additional tax dollars for illegal aliens. In fact, New Yorkers pay $25,000 more with the average for an illegal alien to support them, and the average is $8,000 per person. American taxpayer pays to support illegal immigration. And, you know, it's not just about dollars. You know, I think Dan and Julie Govach could suffer through that and paying extra. However, they sacrificed their only son. Mm. And it's outrageous that our elected officials, murdered Americans at the hands of an illegal alien, are these elected officials willing to accept? And we want to know that number because, you know, there are Americans died all over the country and they're doing nothing about this.
Yeah, it's, if anything, what they're doing, what our politicians are doing is they're accommodating this. They're really not, you know, solving the problem. It's just, you know, for them, one side, it's a way to, you know, beat the other side over the head and make them, you know, make them look bad and further divide our country instead of, as you say, with the American First target and understanding of what that represents. Because even people coming, even if you're saying these dreamers, and you can break it down. I mean, there are some of these kids, yes, they have been contributing and they've done the best that they can, you know, all things considered. But they should be vetted, and I think there would be a case that we would all argue, hey, look, let's give them a shot here. But But as far as
circumventing the law, that's the problem here.
Right. Yeah, and the fact that the law is broken to begin with, you know, and what this is all leading to, see, their answer is let's give them amnesty. And you're talking, you know, the number that you're talking about this morning is quite advanced. I mean, I remember originally we were talking about, you know, maybe a half million, then it got to 700,000, it was 850, now it's 3.6 million. This is the problem with illegal immigration. We don't know the number. And you say, what is that number? When is enough enough? What is it that, you know, will satisfy? The number is not enough. They can't come up with a number.
Right. And, you know, our laws aren't broken. They're just not enforced.
Mm-hmm.
And it's done by design. Obviously, we know. And, you know, I every single elected official, with the exception of a few good ones, like Louie Gohmert, Congressman Louie Gohmert, and we're looking at, you know, Congressman Steve King and Jim Nettos, you know, some of those who are really stand out, mm-hmm. and say we need to follow the rule of law, and illegal illegal is illegal.
Right.
You know, in my opinion, all of the other elected officials have failed, mm-hmm. and certainly in the previous administration, they have failed. They should just go home and it help enforce existing laws, because we have them on the books, and evidently there have been millions of people who have immigrated into our country the right way, and certainly the people that have entered illegally should not be encouraged to remain, nor should we encourage additional illegal immigration.
Well, the number that you said per capita there in New York, 25,000, you know, that the citizens of New York are paying for. And you said something, and I'm sure it stopped some people for a moment, you know, when they thought about it, that nobody asked them. You know, there was no vote on this. This was just done by the bureaucrats and the politicians to, as you say, ignore the law and to go into the coffers of U.S. citizens. I mean, that's malfeasance and misappropriation, I would think.
Right. Maybe we should have a illegal alien tax. So if you voted for open borders, then you're the one that has to bear the burden that the rest of us of $135 billion a year we're having to pay as a taxpayer.
Well, I'm curious what that number is in California. You know, it's got to be outrageous. You know, and I'm here in California this week, and it's, you know, it's just absolute insanity that's going on here. But, you know, Maria Espinosa, it's always good to have you here to talk and let us know about the Remembrance Project to address this issue of immigration. And keep up the good fight, and we're right with you, okay?
Thank you. And please go to our website, sign our petition, and please make a donation at theremembranceproject.org.
Brought to you by the National Endowment for Financial Education. Almost no one is safe from periods of lost income during their working years. In fact, these income losses are so common that 96% of Americans experience four or more of these income shocks, and 60% experience being out of work for a year or more by the time they reach age 70. Ted Beck, President and CEO of the National Endowment for Financial Education.
Well, one of the best ways to plan ahead to make sure that you're not as vulnerable to income shocks or surprise expenses ranging from your car breaks down, something happens to your house, a medical bill, is really to build an emergency savings account. It's okay to start with $500 or set a goal for $1,000. Over time, you will build that up and you'll be much less at risk from those surprises going forward.
For more information on how to prepare yourself for unexpected expenses, visit smartaboutmoney.org.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen Lennon with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
What more could you want? Bill Martinez, live.
It's all about being free, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. 14 before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez, and it's time for the Good News Grill. Yes, we're talking Sam's Corner. When you go to BillMartinezLive.com, all these viral videos, and she's got a slew to share with us. Hey, Sam, how you doing?
I'm doing awesome. How are you doing this?
Hey, I'm doing good. All things considered, it's been a rough week, but hey, we're getting through it. Thank you. Hey, speaking of things, before we get into your videos, and you're so good, but I had to bring back a viral video from 2012, and it was this couple, and you heard it about, you know, pot pies, and it just went crazy where this elderly couple that they had promoting these pot pies for a local restaurant, they just could not get this line out. Hey, Scott, let's play the video.
The line is baked in a buttery, flaky crust.
Baked on a buttery crust.
It's close.
Buttery.
Baked in a buttery flavored crust. Baked in a buttery flavored crust.
Crust.
Yeah. Baked in a buttery, flaky crust.
Baked in a
buttery,
flaky,
flaky crust.
Here we go.
Baked in a buttery, crispy crust. Flaky. I like flaky all again. See, sure they have that true kind up there. Baked on a buttery. Okay.
You know, Sam, I think she wants to stab him with the fork there. This is Sonia and Jack Palmer. And this video from 2012. Scott, can you just keep playing? Because then I think she got so frustrated that she tries to take over too, right?
She should have had me do that.
There you go.
Oh, yeah, she does that good.
Baked in the buttery, flaky.
Baked in a buttery, crispy crust.
Well, he's
crispy. God damn it, crispy. Okay.
Yeah.
Crispy.
Flaky.
Flaky.
Big smile,
looking at
the
camera.
Oh, my God.
Baked in a buttery, flaky crust. Did I screw up again?
Yes, you did.
I did? Bacon, buttery flavored.
Well, you know,
flaky.
She's like, I'm going to put this fork between your eyes. Flaky. Say it right.
Okay, here we go.
Bacon, buttery
flaky
crust.
You know, I got, the thing is, it's so funny, is she just like, she is so irritated with him. And, Saturday night, that's okay, we can go ahead and cut the track out now. But Saturday Night Live did a spoof, of this, viral video with Will Ferrell. And, it was, just a hoot. So I'm sorry to do that to you. You know, Sam, everybody listening is going to go in and, you know, all day long, they're going to hear, baked in a buttery flaky crust. Baked in a buttery flaky crust. See, I can do it. And then, so funny, she goes to try and do it, and she can't, you know, it's like, what is it with buttery flaky crust that is problematic? But it was such a hoot. And you know, as we were talking about the dynamic between the two, I mean, she looked like she just wanted to go over and just slap him or, you know, put the fork in his forehead or something, you know, because they're sitting there tasting this pot pie. And
it makes it so much better.
Oh my gosh.
It makes the commercial so much better than it would have been to watch the two of them.
Yeah. Well, the thing was, it's interesting, right? You know, I mean, she is frustrated with him and, you know, just can't believe it. And he, you know, he's saying it and he thinks for sure he got it right. It's not even close. And then she finally, well, you know, I should do it. It's like, okay, fine, let's let you do it. And she doesn't get it right. And he kind of laughs. So it's interesting, you know, you get the couple. And, you know, she wants, you know, she's frustrated. She's like, she wants a smacking one. And he just laughs about it, you know, kind of thing. So it's, hey, the personalities of couples, you know, what can I tell you? But, but really a sweet deal. And Saturday Night Live brought it back. And here we are. We're talking and, talking about this viral video. But like I say, you've got a ton to share with us as always, which we appreciate every week when we, you know, get together, we can laugh and, you know, cry about, just people being people, right?
That's right. And we have some really good stories this week. I mean, there's just amazing things going on, in the world, and I'm excited to share them with you.
Yeah, let's go. We got, a 60-year friendship and, this is amazing. Go ahead and tell her. They're not going to believe the story. 60-year friendship.
Sure.
This is unbelievable.
So Walter McFarlane and Alan Robinson were born 15 months apart in Honolulu, Hawaii, and they've been friends since sixth grade. You know, they've been friends for 60 years, and neither of them. So Walter never knew his father and mother, and Alan Robinson. So they both didn't know who their parents were, and. So they're friends all these years. Their children call each other Uncle Alan and Uncle Walter, but they decide to go get DNA tested, you know, just kind of separately. They're both on this DNA matching website. Well, it turns out they've been brothers the whole time.
Oh, my God.
And it's just amazing. These guys, if you saw them, they look like brothers. They look like brothers the whole time.
So maybe out of instinct, they may have thought, that's unbelievable. And here they are.
They never thought they were brothers. It just... The website, they both just happened to be on the same website, and when they got matched up, they realized, you know, like Walter went on there and he's like, this is Alan. This is Alan's name. And so they surprised their family at Christmas, and everybody was in tears. And
Can you imagine?
They always considered each other family already. I just can't imagine.
And the kids were already calling each of them uncle and as if they were family anyway. So now... Now, 100% official. Oh my gosh. Unbelievable. What a great story. Now you got another one here about a man walked around Disney World with a t-shirt that said, in need of a kidney. What happened?
That's right. So a New Jersey man, Robin Lebowitz, actually walked around in Disney World. You know, he'd been in need of a kidney. He's been on the donor list for 4 years. Mm-hmm. And he decided when he went, he had been in advertising before. And he's like, I'm just going to write my blood type and my phone number on this t-shirt and, you know, maybe we'll see something happen. And so somebody in Disney World sees him and they're like, may I take your picture? Can I share this on social media? And, you know, he gives them a big smile and tells them how much he appreciates it. Anyway, the picture ends up going viral and he gets contacted by all kinds of people, but he ends up matching with a man from Indiana, Richie Sully.
Mm-hmm.
And so now he's received the kidney transplant, and, you know, now they're lifelong friends. And he said it restored his faith in humanity. And, you know, you hear about so many bad things in the news, but then you listen to this, and he's got so many people just wanting to help him. You know,
yeah.
It was a, I mean, what more valuable thing can you give, you know, and still survive than a piece of yourself like that?
Well, yeah, seriously, and literally a piece of yourself. Unbelievable. And here's a marketing guy goes, hey, look at I'm going to put on a T-shirt and get the word out there. I mean, you know, who says that the old sandwich boards aren't alive and well? You know, they've just evolved into the 21st century in a creative sort of way. Well, what a sweet story. Now, you got another one here where a viral post helps a man with terminal cancer find a new home for a dog.
That's right.
I love dog stories.
You see, I do too. And Walter Hollier, you know, he found out last year that he didn't have long to live. He's got terminal liver cancer, and you know, he has two dogs, and those dogs are, he said, they're like his children, and he loves them. And he just, you know, that's one of his thoughts. It's like, what's going to happen to them when I pass away? Well, Doc was easy. You know, he said he's just going to go to family, but his dog Diego was special. He said that he needed something more, and he needed a place to run and, you know, enjoy the world. And so he posts on Facebook, and it ends up getting shared. He said he got so many responses, it crashed his computer and his phone. And so Diego ends up going to a rehab facility. So it's a rehab facility for men with addictions. And now Diego is going to just be out there and helping them. And he dropped him off on Sunday. And he said that as hard as it was, it restored his faith in humanity too. And you know, you think about like when people, like the kind of decisions people have to make, because if people pass away and they don't know what's going to happen to their pets, you know, you there's never any guarantees for them to have a long life if they get taken into a shelter. So
right, exactly.
He's obviously a very loving man, and hopefully his dog will be able to help a lot more people, and that has to be fulfilling to him too.
Well, dogs just have a natural way of doing that, just being a dog, you know. It's just unconditional the way they are. Whales. I'm like a buttery, flaky crust here. You know, their tails wagging and everything. Now, tell us about this next one. A panicked boyfriend finds his stolen engagement ring in an incredible twist of, I mean, somebody stole the engagement ring?
So what happened was... Nico Bellamy and his girlfriend were moving, and his girlfriend's dad had given Nico the engagement ring that belonged to his girlfriend's grandmother.
Oh, wonderful. Oh, you got all this. Oh, wow. Okay.
So this is not just any engagement ring.
Yes.
It's priceless. You know, this is the grandmother who had passed away, and the dad gave it to him 3 years ago, and he'd been saving it for the perfect moment. Well, Nico and his girlfriend moved, and he put it in a backpack. And, you know, he's moving, and, you know, a week later, her dad's coming into town, and he goes to get the ring. And it's fallen out. They can't find it. And he goes to his girlfriend's dad, who we always had a great relationship with, and is like, oh, my gosh, I've lost the ring. I don't know what to do. And the dad actually is kind about it. You know, he's like, we'll figure it out. This will be okay. So they're on their way home from the airport from picking up the dad, and they they have to take a detour. They see a sign that says found engagement ring. Somebody had taken it out. They opened the box, and it was a empty plastic bag. They thought it was an actual ring, and I guess they've been tossed to the
off a sign on the road. Unbelievable.
Yes.
Go to Sam's Corner. We've got more videos right there for you. Samantha Mills Mao and Bill Martinez Live. Sam, thank you as always. Appreciate it.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal-Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.